Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Fall is officially underway, and there are so many opportunities to enjoy live performances here in the greater Sacramento area. This coming weekend, the Sacramento Theater Company is set to debut its first youth performance of its season with the production of Peter and the Starcatcher. This Tony Award-winning piece is the origin story of Peter Pan and Captain Hook, and this is just the beginning of what promises to be an exciting season full of great performances already on the calendar. Joining us is Peter and the Starcatcher's director, William Schmidt, as well as 11th grade student actor, Asher Wilson. We also have Miranda Lawson here with us to talk about the Sacramento Theater Company's mission and some upcoming events. Good morning. Thanks for all making the trip.
Good morning.
It's a nice, comfy, cozy in the studio with all of you here. Thank you. Okay, William, I want to start with you. Without giving it all away, tell us the story of Peter and the Starcatcher.
Well, Peter and the Starcatcher, like you said, is the origin story of where Peter Pan came from. And we meet some other characters of the Peter Pan story, Captain Hook, Mrs. Darling, Tinkerbell, and where they all kind of came into place in the Peter Pan story. There's swashbuckling on ships. There's jungle fun. It's an adventure for the whole family to enjoy.
Given that this is the first performance in the youth series, what makes it special?
What makes it special is the way that we have turned our small theater space into a ensemble-built arena for the kids to really play, for our youth to have fun. I mean, Asher can attest to it in rehearsals. Yeah. The last month, we've thought of all the different ways we can tell this story that aren't traditional, and the kids have done such a great job at taking my vision and bringing it to life and adding their own stuff to it that is, it's truly magical.
Asher, I see you nodding along. You're a junior. How
Yes.
did you get your start in acting?
Well, when I was in like lower school, we always had school shows and I always did them. And as I got older and older, I sort of realized, oh, this is kind of fun. And then as I matured, I realized I'm really big into film and movies. What's the best way to start that? Performing and whatnot, and it was theater. So I started with STC before COVID. I was in, Oliver Twist. That was like 2020. Learned a lot, had a great time, lots of wonderful people. And then, you know, COVID, the dark times. And then after that, started high school, immediately went to their drama program and was like, all right, I'm in. I've been in all their shows so far, the big ones, the little ones, drama club, and all that. So yeah, I've just been doing it for like 4 years, 5 years now.
Yeah, what keeps you doing it? Obviously you enjoy the process.
I do. It's a challenge for me. It's really hard for me, but I think doing the harder things is sort of means you have to do it. And, you know, I love theater, but I mean, it is sort of the ultimate challenge for myself. So I think if I keep doing it, one day I will be happy with what I've done and I'll be like, all right, I can set this down and move on.
Life is all about overcoming challenges.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You got to do the work to reap the rewards, you know, a lot of the time. So Miranda, this is part of a youth series. Tell us more about the youth program and how young actors like Asher get involved.
Well, we have had our education program for several years now. It's been morphed and shaped over the years. We have a wonderful summer camp program and our school partnership program. And all of that has culminated in a education revamp for us this year. Before, it has been the conservatory members, and then younger students could do shows here and there, or younger students could take a class here and there. But we worked all last year, the whole department, Lisa Dillon, Lynn Ellis, Sandra, we all worked on creating an open access way for everybody to experience what it's like to learn so many different facets of theater and theater arts, from being backstage to being on stage to doing costumes, makeup, lighting, all of those things. So now our community is able to come and take different classes every few weeks. The community is able to come and audition for the youth shows. We have auditions coming up for Heather's high school edition and Little Mermaid Junior, which will be going to the Junior Theater Festival. And those auditions are coming up, and those are open to the community. Signups are happening right now. And we're just so happy to open the doors wider to let everybody come in, just so we don't gatekeep the arts anymore. Let's have everybody join us. So we're very excited about
that. How wonderful. William, when it comes to this cast, tell us about the cast. You know, the actors, are all the students local from the area?
Yeah, so it is, our production is double cast. So we have two casts of 12, and they range from ages from fourth grade all the way up to seniors in high school. And they are, some of our students are our Center Stage Conservatory students, but some are Discover students who are not part of our Center Stage that are joining us from the community. And it's been such an amazing process to see even our Discover kids come in. Spotlight kids. Our Spotlight kids come in and be part of our show and say, oh, well, now I don't want to go anywhere. Now I want to take more classes, and I'm going to go home and talk to my parents about taking more classes and being part of maybe Heather's or maybe Camp Rock or whatever, something else on our season. And so it's cool to see that interaction.
Yeah, I obviously can feel from you that you just love this process. That seems like a lot of fun, from like fourth grade all the way up through senior year. Where does that come from for you? For as an artist yourself, you know, working with kids?
For me, I come from a family where I have a lot of cousins. I love youth, and I found a passion for youth theater in college, and that's actually where I got my start in theater, was in youth theater. And it has morphed to what it is now, and my passion of bringing the Ashers and letting their light shine on stage. And let me tell you, Asher's light shines very bright on stage. This is one talented young man that's with us. But I love seeing that light, that light click in a child's eyes when they get it and when they are proud of what they do. So that's, yeah.
So Asher, you are playing Black Stash.
Yes.
For Peter and the Starcatcher. Talk to us about your character.
All right, so Black Stash is Captain Hook before he's Captain Hook. So he's not known for his big, scary claw that he, you know, kills people with. He's just this pirate with this
pretty
giant,
like, crocodile or alligator,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I forgot which one
they,
it was.
he meets the crocodile during the show, but... Oh, spoilers?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so he's just known for being a pirate and his massive mustache that he's very proud of. Yeah. I mean, he's a villain, and I love pirates. I love villains. He's, you know, overdramatic. He'd be way more effective if he knew when to shut up and just sort of follow through. Because, like, he could have won, but... You know, he doesn't, because it's a kid's show.
The charisma of the character is amazing just as it's written. And Asher's done such a great job of taking that character charisma and making it his own on stage. And his double is doing it as well. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're talking about a villain, and villains can be fun to watch, but as an actor, how do you find that connection with someone who, or character who is a villain, and relate to them to bring it to life?
Well, I think for me, in this case, you got to find what you're sort of both connected to. I like ranting. Stash does that in basically every scene he's in. He is a large ego. I have a large ego. He is, you know, it's just fun. It's fun to connect to him. I've always wanted to be a pirate because, you know, pirates are cool, man. You know, Pirates of the Caribbean, Jack Sparrow, Barbossa. Those are all great. And I think just...
There's even like Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Yeah.
There's a Pirate Day?
I think so, in September.
Like
That's another day. Segment, but yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think that what you're getting to is, and I think you would agree with this, William, is, you know, honesty, you know, and getting it, the more honest you are with who the character is and maybe how you can connect with that character, I think the better that you can bring it to life for the audience to enjoy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think something that Asher does well is, though Black Stash is a villain, he doesn't play him as a villain. He plays him as
a
real human, correct? And to him, Black Stash you know, is on a mission to get something done and what he wants. And yeah,
very driven.
Very driven. Very driven.
So, Miranda, if people are listening to this and they're like, I want to get involved, or I want to get, you know, a kid I know involved, what should they know?
Well, we have our education brochure. We're about to make our winter and spring brochure since our fall one already went out and those classes are currently happening. But we have auditions coming up mid-October for Heather's the Musical and High School Edition and Little Mermaid Junior. And then we'll have signups very soon at the end of October for our new round of classes, not only for youth, but also for adults. We've had adult classes for the past few years, and they're super popular. You can come and take voice lessons from me. You can come take acting from William. You can take dance. We have a new Dungeons and Dragons class to help with character building that right now our students are taking. And in the winter, we'll be open to the community, and we'll also be an adult education course. So we're just trying to open the doors super wide. And that's how if you visit sacktheater.org, you can get tickets for Peter and the Starcatcher. You can sign up for the auditions. You can sign up for classes and learn all the information. But also, our first of the artistry series is coming up, our Halloween cabaret. I put a spell on you, an STC Happy Haunts cabaret. And those tickets are on sale. And that's going to be an awesome time, the first of our new artistry series this season.
You have so many opportunities to, you know, just have fun and get creative, because life can get busy. And sometimes, you know, you don't make time for that. But there are plenty of opportunities at STC to make time for that, Miranda.
Absolutely. There's something for everybody, every skill level, every age. It really is a well-rounded experience. And fun fact, we just added early matinees to our run for Peter and the Starcatcher. We have now 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And our 11 a.m. shows are for younger students. Two-year-olds, little siblings, babes in arms. I believe it's under 12 is heavily discounted, and then under 2 is free. And so those are new ways for our families to be able to get a little bit more access that might be helpful if a babysitter isn't available or something like that. And it'll get little ones into the theater a little bit earlier.
Well, Miranda, William, and Asher, thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you.
The big opening is this weekend, right?
Yes, yeah. Friday. Yeah.
Congratulations. Miranda Lawson is the Education Program Manager and Casting Director at the Sacramento Theater Company. William Schmidt is the Director of Peter and the Starcatcher, and Asher Wilson stars in the program as Black Stash. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Chris Hagen. Insight's technical director and engineer is Mark Jones. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.